Hello, Manitoba.
We're the animators.
And you're listening to CJUM.
Winnipeg. The best station ever.
It's now 5 o'clock on another fine Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy's Targle. Sixth edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. We're going to kick off today's show with some music by Four Men and a Dog, an Irish traditional band who made their debut performance in Murphy's Bar in Dungiven in the County Derry back in 1990, before going on to steal the show at the Belfast Folk Festival later that year. Four Men and a Dog with a medley of two reels. The first one is called The Silver Spire, and the second one is A Punch in the Dark. Four Men and a Dog here on 101.5.
Thank you. I tried to give up, you quietly told me that this was no place for an end. I ran in circles, you ran around with me, you showed me a place I could mend. Anchor me and flow to while I don't know where I'm going. You have been a constant in the absence of my knowing.
Thank you. just as you come in a plebeian's cloak to walk beside us and see you tread at our heels with frowning brow. Our proud necks you bow, hold the scales in your hand, blessed Nemesis.
Just joining me, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of our opening set, we heard some music from the northeast of England. A champion of the Northumbrian small pipes, Catherine Tickell, and her band, The Darkening. We heard a song featuring the vocals of Kate Young. The song is called Nemesis. And this track comes from Catherine's brand new album, Hollow Bone. And The Darkening, as a piece of trivia, is the Northumbrian name for twilight. Before Catherine Tickell and The Darkening, we heard also from Newcastle upon Tyne, Katie Doherty, fine singer-songwriter, and her latest project is an album titled And Then, where she's joined in by fellow Northeast-based musicians Dave Gray and Shona Mooney. The song we heard is called Navigator, and this is from Katie Doherty's second album. Kicked off today's show with Belfast's Four Men and a Dog with a medley of two reels. The first one is called The Silver Spire. The second one is A Punch in the Dark. The album from 1995 is called Dr. A's Secret Remedies. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UM-FM. That's 269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be right back with music by Martin Carthy, The Navigators, and Dave Gunning. So stay with us. Up next, the voice of English folk singer and guitarist Martin Carthy, who celebrated his 78th birthday last week on May the 21st. And Martin was born in Hatfield in Hertfordshire to an English mother and an Irish father. And he grew up in Hampstead in North London. From an album called Signs of Life, here's Martin Carthy with his arrangement of Child Ballad Number 79, all about the wife of Usher's Well, here on 101.5.
There lived a wife in Osher's Well, and a wealthy wife was she. She'd three fine and stalwart sons, and sent them all the sea. They'd not been gone a week, and a week been barely one, when death sweeping over the land took them one by one. And they'd not been gone a week been barely three, when word come to that young girl, a babe she'd never see. I wish the wind would never blow, no fish swim in the flood, till my darling babes own their home in flesh and blood. And there about the Martin Mass, nights are long and dark, her three kids come to her door, the hats were made of bark. And the tree never grew in any ditch, nor down by any wall, but at the gates of paradise grew strong and grew tall. Blow out the fire, my maidens, or bring water from the well, since my darling babes are home, they come home safe and well. So she has laid the table with bread and with wine. Come eat and drink, my darling babes, eat and drink of mine. We may not eat your bread, mother, nor may we drink your wine, for cold death is lord of all, to him we must resign. The green grass is at our head, and the clay is at our feet, and your tears come tumbling down and wet our winding sheet. So she has made the bed for them, spread the milk white sheet. She's laid it all with cloth of gold to see if they could sleep. And up and crew the red cock, up and crew the grey, and the youngest to the eldest says, brother, we must away. And the cock had not crowed once and clapped his wings for day, when the eldest to the youngest says, brother, we must away. For the cock crow the day dawn, the chunnering whir and chide, and if we're missed out of our place, then pain we must bide. Farewell, farewell, my mother dear, farewell to barn and fire, and farewell, the sweet young girl kindling the mother's fire.
Crash to crash down, bingo will rise. now circle the dance in its light. Light a torch, bring a bottle, and build a fire bright. The giant will rise with the moon. In inclement weather, the people are vain. 10,000-year stories as the night slips away. Remembering Fingal Field not far away. The giant will rise with the moon. So crash your glass down. Move with the tide, young friends, and all the whiskey are burning inside. Crash your glass now. Fingal will rise. On the road, wet promise of winter brings recourse to cold. There's fire in the blood and a fog umbra door. The giant will rise with the moon. So crash the glass down, move with the tide, young friends, and all the whiskey are burning inside. Crash the glass down.
Years ago, On a cold, dark night, there was someone killed 'neath the town hall light. Just a few at the scene, but they all did agree that the man who ran looked a lot like me. Well, the judge said, son, what's your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you don't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, Lord, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. And eternity near, she stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries all over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. It's my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, Lord, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, Lord, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Gunning, a fine Nova Scotia-based singer-songwriter who was born in Pictou County. And we heard a track from his 1996 debut recording, Lost Tracks, his Celtified version of a country ballad written by Danny Dill and Mary John Wilkin called The Long Black Veil. Before Dave Gunning, the Navigators, who hail from the rocky shores of Newfoundland and Labrador, we heard their arrangement of a Stan Rogers song all about the giant. And this track comes from the Navigators' debut recording, Dance and Sing, that was released back in 2002. And the vocals on that track were handled by Arthur O'Brien, the younger brother of the Irish descendants, Con O'Brien. Started off that set with England's Martin Carthy and his arrangement of Child Ballad No. 79 about the wife of Usher's Well. And this track comes from an album that Martin released back in 1998 called Signs of Life. And Martin was named Folk Singer of the Year at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards back in 2002 and then again in 2005. He's the father of Eliza Carthy, and in 1998, Martin was appointed an MBE in the Queen's birthday honors. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can also always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And I also like to mention that you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxies Dargle podcast by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage, and that's at umfm.com, and then scroll down to Waxies Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Moving right along with some more music, up next, a new UK musical duo made up of two young up-and-coming performers, Sam Kelly, a Bristol-based singer and songwriter, and from South Yorkshire, singer Ruth Notman. Here they are with the title track to their brand new recording, Changeable Heart, Ruth Notman and Sam Kelly, here on 101.5.
Sailed in on a star-sweet tide, and she moored her heart right next to mine. If only just for a while. She set my world alight as we slipped away into the night. She brought me to life. Treacherous, changeable heart. Then you took me in. It was glorious right from the start. And I'd give anything just to tell you how lovely you are. Never felt so alive. And though apart we now may be, well, he still means the whole world to me. And it's him in my dreams. And I had a treacherous, changeable heart. Then you took me. It was
curious, changeable heart.
And you took me in. It was glorious right from the start. And I give anything just to tell you how lovely you are. And I give anything just to tell you how lovely you are. Just to tell you how lovely you are. And I give anything just to tell you how lovely you are. Just to tell you how lovely you are. Just to tell you how lovely you are.
We're all here together to drink and to fight, with our power on our backs and our weapons in plain sight. There's not a man among them could back us down tonight, as we drink to the health of the daughter's side.
If it wasn't for the daughter's side, what would you do? You wouldn't have the freedom to take a drink or two. You wouldn't have the choice of the devil or the blue, if it wasn't for the work of the daughter's side.
Well, there's gunners and there's Turkmen and there's laser men and all. There's guards and paid assassins and kitter fighters tall. We'll drink them tonight before a planet fall, and we'll drink to the health of the daughter's side.
If it wasn't for the daughter's side, what would you do? You wouldn't have the freedom to take a drink or two. You wouldn't have the choice of the devil or the blue, if it wasn't for the work of the daughter's side.
Well, you think you're all secure and your shields will save your lives. The Dorsai gun will catch you in your lies. We're strong and gifted warriors and proud to bear the signs that separate mere men from the Dorsai.
If it wasn't for the Dorsai, what would you do? You wouldn't have the freedom to take a drink or two. You wouldn't have the choice of the devil or the blue, if it wasn't for the work of the Dorsai.
Yes, if it wasn't
for the Dorsai, what would you do? You wouldn't have the freedom to take a drink or two. You wouldn't have the choice of the devil or the blue, if it wasn't for the work of the Dorsai.
While the sergeant is sad and the piper is fey, there's no Dorsai whiskey we're having this day. And the sky to the eastward is cloudy and gray, and all of the soldiers are leaving. And it's march, march, down to the landing, and set down your packs while the ferry's away. And it's very well, the green hills of harmony, all the poor soldiers are leaving.
One contract's filled out, but another's been made. The elders have told us our time's overstayed. So light up if you got him, lie back in the shade. When the ferry comes back, we'll be leaving.
And it's march, march, down to the landing, and set down our packs while the ferry's away. And it's very well, the green hills of harmony, all the poor soldiers are leaving. March, march, down to the landing, and sit down your packs while the ferry's away. And it's very well, your green hills of harmony, all the poor soldiers are leaving.
Now some fight for glory and some fight for pay, but we are the Dorsai and fighting's our way. It's a hard life to lead, but it's harder to stay when all of your buddies are leaving.
And it's march, march, down to the landing, and sit down your packs while the ferry's away. And it's very well, the green hills of harmony, all the poor soldiers are leaving.
And it smokes out there by the landing, the ferry is back, settle up, come away.
And it's very well, your green hills of harmony, all the poor soldiers are leaving. And it's very well, your green hills of harmony, all the poor soldiers are leaving.
Dandelion Wine, originally a Winnipeg-based foursome that can trace their roots back to 1985, made up of Dave Clement, John Spielman, Cheryl Mickey, and Tom Jeffers. We heard a medley of two songs, Drink to the Health of the Dorsai and Green Hills of Harmony, track from their debut album, Circles in the Green. Before Dandelion Wine, The Iron Horse, a 1990s Scottish Celtic music band. We heard a medley that included Dag Rosher, The Bride's Reel, Berlin and Brittany, and the Cambridge Hornpipe. The album is titled The Wind Shall Blow Forevermore. Started off with England's Ruth Notman and Sam Kelly with the title track to their new debut recording, Changeable Heart. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. So, until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have by special request from Leith, Scotland, the twin brothers of Charlie and Craig Reed, also known as the Proclaimers. We're going to hear a track from their second studio album, Sunshine on Leith, and a song called Cap in Hand. And then we'll follow that up with a Celtic fiddle orchestra from Calgary called Barrage and a tune titled Allen's Bar. So good night, take care, have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5, here's the Proclaimers and Barrage. Bye for now.